Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Good evening and welcome to Hagman. It's the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. It is the 30th day of January 2020. Some of the news headlines I've been looking at include the FBI. It's been determined that the FBI covered up the Strzok and Page emails regarding, you ready for this, Seth Rich. Did you know that? Currently, the current Department of Justice, the FBI, is doubling down on that cover-up as we speak. That tells us something. Now, is it, for example, is it Bill Barr, the Attorney General? It's when you have Leviathan bureaucracies like this, it's difficult to really ascribe blame. But at the end of the day, isn't he the doesn't the buck stop there? I say it does. Now, he has been quoted as saying that the real people are trying to impose their values on others. They are militant secularists. Let me just clarify that for you in an article that is in the Federalist today. U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr clapped back at left-wing hysteria over his support of the First Amendment. This happened earlier in the week in an interview with Colonel Timothy Dolan on Sirius XM. Here is what he said, and I'm going to just state this and then end this. You can look at the article yourself. He said, I feel today religion is being driven out of the marketplace of ideas, and there's an organized, militant, secular effort to drive religion out of our lives. And I totally agree. Now, I would probably inject the term spirituality, Christianity, as opposed to religion. And then he said this, to me, the problem today is not that religious people are trying to impose their views on non-religious people. It's the opposite, that militant secularists are trying to impose their values on religious people. And they're not accommodating the freedom of religion of people of faith. Period. Full stop. There you go. That is Attorney General Bill Barr. Okay. But again, I go back and I look at the fact that his Department of Justice is doubling down on their efforts to cover up the Strzok Page emails regarding Seth Rich. That's problematic. And other things. Okay. So there's that. And then we have, today's day number 9 and has been and continues to be day number 9 in the Senate impeachment trial. The senator questioning continues today. It was from the beginning, 24 hours of presentation by House impeachment managers over 3 days, 24 hours of presentation by defense team over 3 days, 16 hours of Senate questioning, 4 hours of closing arguments that are equally divided. And then you've got the Senate debate and vote on further motions to include witnesses. Now, the witnesses, I had said from the beginning, you're not going to have witnesses, in my view. And that remains to be seen. The reason, in my view, you're not going to have witnesses is why? You can't have Hunter Biden out there testifying, or Joe Biden, or any one of those people, because that would reflect on the right's involvement, on the Republican, if you will, their involvement in similar activities. It's all about money, because at the end, it's all about money. So that's, however, I could be wrong. We'll see as, really tomorrow is gonna tell the tale. And then one last thing, because I've got a stacked and packed show for you. Steve Quayle is going to be coming on with me. President Trump has established a coronavirus response task force, which is headed by Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar. And actually that was developed earlier this week. He's assembled this unified task force to coordinate all response efforts across the totality, all government agencies. So this is serious. You know, I do have, as a matter of fact, I have up on HagmanReport.com the link to that press announcement. But I also, right before that, there's an article about Harvard professor and two Chinese nationals that I believe directly suggests there's something else going on with this virus. And the more I look into it, look, I don't have all the answers. Steve and I are going to be talking about this. And those people who come off and say, oh, this was absolutely 100% without a doubt, I've got evidence. Okay. That, for example, this is a bioweapon. I believe that to be the case. I think the preponderance of evidence, does suggest that this virus has been weaponized. I truly believe that to be the case. Can I say it? You know, can I take it to a court of law and prove it? Not at this point. Although, circumstantially, I do believe that the weight of evidence shows this to be, in my view anyway, a deliberate release. And here's the other part to that. Even before this release, they had the vaccine. And the only question I have is, what else is in that vaccine? Okay, so it would be like, it's not like, for example, getting bitten by, oh, I don't know, a snake, and then, you know, or being poisoned and then getting the antidote. Don't confuse antidote with vaccine. Okay. There's two separate issues there. And, that's open for discussion with Steve, who, by the way, has been on this like a wet t-shirt, you know, following this whole thing. And he knows a lot more about this than I do. But yeah, I'm looking at this as a potential bioweapon, and we're going to be talking about that. So if that is the case, what do we need to do? What do you and I need to do as just normal people? Because we're normal, right? Not these whack jobs and the media that don't know their butt from a hole in the ground. So you and I have to take deliberate steps to prepare. And you know, preparation is normal. Hey, people prepare for hurricanes, for winter storms, for, you know, whatever. So use this time as the approach going to the Super Bowl this Sunday, when all kinds of people are, oh, we're going to go to the Super Bowl. Oh, you're going to have a Super Bowl party. Take a step ahead of those people. And while those people are enamored with the, as Steve Quayle calls it, the cereal bowl, take advantage of that. And you, can go out and maybe buy some extra cans of food, order some, freeze dried food, and even, some methods of alternative currency. Trading, and that's my view. Okay. I'm big on that. So we're going to be talking about that as well. So having said that, before I bring Steve on, HagmanStore.com, coffee. You know what? Even in the worst of days, worst of times, you got, all kinds of, you know, hitting the fan, right? You got a hit in the fan. I like a good cup of coffee while I'm, walking around, pulling, you know, bodies, right? But no, seriously, I do like a good cup of coffee. We have gourmet coffee, HagmanStore.com. Proceeds go to Russ Dizdar and Vets for Child Rescue, Craig Sawyer, two legitimate organizations that fight against child and human trafficking, boots on the ground. They are there. Craig's team does a great job with the practical on the ground, boots on the ground, saving, working with law enforcement. Russ's team does the same thing, along with a spiritual component to it. So HagmanStore.com, three types of coffee, and also mugs. There you go. I need the bean. Never a truer statement than today. I need the bean. So I got the opportunity to spend some time with Steve Quayle yesterday, and it was not a pleasant time. Both him and I were involved in some things, and I thank you for your prayers, and maybe we'll address it. Maybe we won't. I'll just leave that up to Steve. But Steve, my brother, how you doing?
Good, Doug. What a great day to be with you. And I want to just attack this thing right out of the gate. This is a bioweapon. fortunately, when the whole Aum Shinrikyo cult, the whole nerve gas incidents, sarin gas in Tokyo back in, 1995, I had been speaking with a lot of what I would call renegade scientists as a researcher, you know, prior to our newsletter together, the HQ Intel Alert. And, Doug, I so focused on biological and chemical weapons that I made it a passion. I'm not a molecular biologist. I'm not a biologist. I am not a geneticist. But I am a pain-in-the-neck researcher, and I believe commensurate with my call to warn people. I wrote the book Breathe No Evil back in 1998. Yep. And we were dealing with basically binary viral weapons, if you will, biological weapons. So I'm connected with a lot of people. That's not a bragging statement. But when I started chronicling all the dead scientists, Doug, and you remember over the years, I was on Coast to Coast, I was on your program, pretty much through a decade, the most prominent molecular biologists, the most prominent virologists, the most prominent vaccine people, the most prominent, these are chemists, biological weapons development people, i.e. David Kelly, British Ministry of Defense, all of that stuff. And by the way, when the day came, the day I was on Coast to Coast, I believe it was, and they said they'd found Dr. David Kelly dead in the park, I was on with George Norrie, I believe, or whoever the host was at the time, and I said, he didn't commit suicide, he was murdered. He even went on record as saying they were going to kill him. So the entire narrative of coronavirus, as mainstream portrayed, is total horse manure, okay? I have guys with multiple PhDs, some of them with bona fides, that, and I have not seen the classified version of their, let's just say this, their resume magnuses. They're just amazing things. And I could not know what I know, even if I were a research biologist. So let me tell everybody what I know, and you pray about it, you take it to the Lord in prayer. The virus, the coronavirus, or the series of viruses, was initially generated in a Russian lab. You can go back on the internet and look up Kenton Allebeck, or Ken Allebeck, the former head of Russia's biological and chemical weapons development program. And he now has his own company in the United States warning about what I would call binary viral weapons. This coronavirus first started off in Russia, then came to the United States, then was stolen China. It has nothing to do with Canada. It has totally nothing to do with Canada. Notice the words, ladies and gentlemen, that are not being spoken. Bioweaponized. Now, it is in the alt media, and when you hear things like this, Doug, and this is what I want your listeners, our friends, our beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord to understand, when you hear the narrative always talking about, well, this is unusual, we've never seen this before, automatically go to a default. That's because it's never been before. This stuff is man-made, so much so that the words of Jesus are coming to pass even in the headlines of today, more so than yesterday. If the Lord himself didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, those who are accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, repent of their sins, and obediently walk in him looking for a second coming, if God didn't shorten the days, there'd be no flesh left alive. So let me tell you in really basic form what I understand and what I know to be true. In the multitude of counselors, there is wisdom. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Those who were at Branson last year, when I was giving my presentation on answering the alien question, got a glimpse of a world I came out of. Do you remember, Doug, when I was saying, you know, who I was tutored by, four-star general, spec ops, active duty, not retired, or some guy that had a top secret clearance in 1955.
Yep.
I was in a world. I explained how when you go into that world, it changes your personality. It changes you because you can't stare into the abyss, as Nietzsche said, without having it stare back at you. And so the biological weapon that's unleashed in the world is unlike any other. There are sources. And by the way, some of the most respected people I respect said, Steve, what are you drinking? Those numbers can't be right. I want to tell everybody that in the history of China, the different dynasties over the 1,000 years that they've had civilization, bottom line is there are times when 20 to 30 million people would be murdered in China by the ruler of the dynasty, and it just goes into history until the next ruler of the dynasty comes. And we still got dynasties now, and they're going to come again, and there's going to be mass death again. But Jesus is warning us, Doug, of what to look forward to. So here's the easiest way I know to understand this. This was spelled out to me by a man with I have great love and admiration for, but also that I started my relationship with him in a hospital room on Skype after they had tried to kill him in Southeast Asia. I personally saw his nursing. I saw his bills. By the grace of God, I helped get him the serious medical attention he needed. And also a brother in the Lord. Thank you, Gary in New Mexico. The thing is that, Doug, I can't overcome the resistance to the truth. Here's something that I want to share. Maybe this will, and you take it from here and define it for me, because I want to make sure you can understand it so I'm clear. The context of what the American population or the world population is, as it results to how evil the invisible shadow government is like this. You could call it, you know, the space between my two fingers, okay? Mm-hmm. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, how? I only have five, okay? That's why the Indians, you know, would say how and hold up their five fingers, because if you had a six-figure guy going, uh-oh, if I hold up my hand, I'm dead, or their lunch. But no, the thing is that the giants had six fingers. But the space of the average person's ability to embrace such heinous evil and lethal kill rates, they just can't bridge it. You follow me?
Yep.
And as you and I have talked, I said, how do I get them to understand it? So may I read with your permission as I receive, so I can share with people what I know from some of the smartest guys in the world, okay?
Yeah, please. You don't need my permission. In fact, I encourage you to do so. Go ahead. Listen, man.
But would you answer me, Doug? Okay, you're a radio talk show host. You've been on this for a while. Obviously, now you're a, you know, video blog host.
Whatever, yeah.
Whatever, you know. The thing is that how do I get people, even who are some of the smartest men on the internet, I'm not taking hits at anybody, okay? They say, Quayle, you're crazy. It can't be as bad as you say. I said, brother, I couldn't even say unless someone told me how bad it really was. That the meeting you referred to, Doug, I looked at the picture of Donald Trump and the coronavirus people.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Was there any military presence there?
You know, I didn't look at it that close, sadly. I don't know.
Yeah, and I just glanced. You know what? But I'll tell you what my first response is. Those people are clueless, or they are clued in and not telling the president. This is a bio-weaponized release of a heretofore new variation of a viral family, and that has been weaponized to such a point that the standard protocol for developing a vaccine won't work. Okay.
Okay.
Let me go through this. Number one, it is a high energy attack virus that is totally and brutally contagious from front to back. And that means that even when you're infected, you can infect others, okay? Though it may be the incubation. They can argue if it's a 4-day incubation or a 14-day incubation. Can I tell you something? You want to keep from getting it. Do I believe this whole thing is a hoax? No. I believe the narrative is an outright freaking lie, okay, as presented in the mainstream marketplace.
And there is a distinct difference between a hoax and a lie in that context. And folks, you heard it, and I'm 100% behind that. Absolutely. As, by the way, I am behind the preponderance of evidence, in my view, as this being a bioengineered or bioweapon. Indeed. I can't understand why people don't see this, but go ahead. Continue, please.
No, that's what I'm saying. I believe it's a mental safety valve, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the only way I can say it. Because I can tell you this. I wrestle continually, and Doug, you know me for a long time. I'm not the theater of trying to be metaphors. You and I are in a court battle over crazy stuff. We'll talk about that a little bit. It's all a matter of public record, but the thing is that If someone becomes frightened by the truth, then that doesn't make me a fear monger, a porn purveyor, a conspiracy theorist. I'll go on record. I'm a conspiracy realist.
Define
for me the definition of conspiracy. You are using a central intelligence agency term to discredit the truth. Yep. To quote Casey, we'll know our efforts have been effective when everything the American people believe is a lie. Former director of the CIA. Okay, let's get into the virus. It is designed and to survive and spread by the rapid mutation and adaptive behavior within the host as well as on surfaces outside any host. Let me put in this, you know, we think of a biolab. Imagine these evil devils under the very tutelage of hell. Your body, my body, a million cell processes go on in a cell, each cell of our body. Just a million, you know, that's what we know of, probably 10 billion. But the thing is, what they have done in the sinister nature of the bioengineering of this virus has made it basically take on different aspects of, number one, the human genome, and also the neurochemical and the biochemical processes going on in your body. In other words, I have a unique bio lab within me. Everybody's human biome. We'll use the word everyone's familiar with, a biome, the human biome. But every one of our bodies has a different response to this thing that is mutagenic, okay, on steroids. The fact that it was released, we knew that all the secret meetings were going on. We knew of all the high-level Luciferian satanic blood rituals going on. But therein lies the problem. People don't get it that this is a plan for the depopulation of the planet. 25 years on talk radio, I've quoted everybody who is in favor of mass death, of every one of us, but not them, okay? From Jacques Cousteau, he was my hero when I first started scuba diving at 12 years old. He was my hero, and then the whole underwater thing, you know, long story short, I lived to dive and I dove to live. I loved it that much until I blew my bloody eardrums out. That's why I got two of these right now. And, you know, by the way, when your eardrums rupture underwater, you see this beautiful green kind of mist in the water. That's blood. Mine is red in the water. So anyway,
wow.
Then the cold water rushes into your inner ear. You get vertigo. And if you're not diving with a fellow diver for safety, I would have basically been in heaven. Nope. At that time, I didn't know Jesus. I would have been in hell. So thank the Lord that he saved me. So I did that twice in my life. And I said, you know what? I think I'll stay out of the water now. I just can't afford to have any more ruptured eardrums. Okay. So it's designed to survive and spread by rapid mutation and adaptive behavior within the host as well as on surfaces outside any host. It was also designed to have what I call low temperature silent incubation period. This means that the massive growth of the virus has already occurred before any visible symptoms in the host, as well as the fact that the virus has undergone at least 7 to 14 mutations before the cloaking of the silent incubation period ends. Additionally, the end of the silent incubations is signaled by runny nose, coughing like a common cold while the temperature rises rapidly in the host and the organs rupture. It is, if you will, a camouflaged bioweapon of the most severe nature, but because of the outward symptoms, nobody's looking in at what's going on the inside. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Excuse me. The whole field of the study at the Wuhan Bioweapons Lab was to make a whole series of viruses and bacteria which exhibit the same characteristics. Ladies and gentlemen, have we become so dumb unto death? And if you don't repent, dumb unto damnation, that you have a bioweapons lab, BSL4, that stands for Biosafety Lab for most pathogenic, deadly pathogens in the world. And by the way, it can also now stand for bios, bull, you know what, lies, okay? I'm sorry, but BS is BS and L can be lies. You know, that's to not offend the people, Doug.
Well,
you know what? We are the most. No, I won't go there.
Yeah, okay.
But I
Yeah, I was going to go right there with you, but let's continue. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So listen to this. You're dealing with the area of espionage. You're dealing with the area of the most, or forgive me, the highest form of killing there is. Nuclear weapons, you know, now there's an exception to nuclear weapons. It's a neutron bomb. By the way, China got the entire plans to the neutron bomb by George Bush Sr., who gave it to him personally. The former head, or actually not the former head, the inventor of the neutron bomb, Sam Cohen, I had on my early talk radio show 20 years ago before he passed away. And the neutron weapon doesn't kill with the explosive force or even the firestorms, and the intense radiation is limited to neutron bombardment. It only kills living things. So if you want to come into the United States and kill every human being and just end up with their, all their stuff, all you got to do is use neutron weapons. According to what I'm told, the powers that be that ran the U.S. government from behind the scenes allowed China to keep their neutron weapons. Russia's got them, too. But whether we have them or not, who knows? But let's go on, okay?
Sure.
And the CDC, in my opinion, I'm going to say this. I am loud to my opinion for, you know, yet a short while. Center for Disease Creation. What you know of the CDC above ground is totally different than what's underground, okay? Totally different. Most people don't understand it is a private corporation. It is not owned by the government. The CDC is only marginally aware of the full capabilities of the Wuhan bioweapons lab. But if the viruses create or mimic the behavior of things like the plague, it is because the Wuhan labs use the bubonic plague as a starting point or as a component part of the DNA in the coronavirus. Remember, corona, you see the photomicrographs or the electron micrographs of it, and it looks like a sphere, and it's got all these little things that look like crowns coming off it. Each one of those little things is a receptor or an attacher that has different capabilities to attach to different components in a person's body. That's why I said you are your own worst enemy. Your body, if it isn't protected, becomes the ultimate incubation for that which uniquely kills you, unique to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And you said something just moments ago. I want to mention that my 3 years of Latin when I was younger paid off, because you said the things coming out looking like crowns. Well, Latin, corona is Latin for crown. All kinds of, sort of, almost.
But No. And I mean, you know, it is. And here's the thing. The virus and the bacteria are also temperature resistant and high vacuum resistant for maximum survivability of the infection as it spreads. The thing that people have to understand is that when in a biblical and prophetic context, the Bible and the people that are, I see, believe there are people genuinely hearing from God, and then there's the mismatch, okay? Your job of those watching, listening to me, is to understand that I am a researcher, that I am, you know, I guess an author, a video producer, talk show host, but I'm a businessman. The money that it takes, the money that it takes to run these ventures and enterprises, I know Doug's crew because he shared it with me. You know, God bless him. It's his husband, his wife, Eric the tech, his daughter. And I mean, you know, it's a family affair. You know, I love it, Doug. You probably get it too. Well, have someone on your staff contact me. Well, my staff, it's either Daryl or Tyler, okay? That's my staff here. Now, Rhonda is the one that handles all of my social media crap, keeping so that you know it's this guy and not the 148 people that are stealing my stuff. And, you know, and just, it's okay. That was a source of revenue. I got cut off at YouTube. I was the first guy to get cut off. By the way, I believe you can't even find me on Chrome now, okay? So I know my days are numbered, but God is the one who numbers my days. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect. And I'm glad you said that. You know, it's God's calendar. It's God's timetable, not ours. Yes. Thank you.
The thing that's a hard point, and I even share this with different sources, I said, look, you guys are running for your lives, not running. They both, the men I know, they're standing in faith. God is keeping them alive. God is miraculous. And by the way, these guys understand real spiritual warfare. And I got to tell you something. When I got through being lessonized is my word, you know, it isn't Latin. It just means, you know, I pay attention. If I'm lessonized, I'm paying attention. And I never realized that when Jesus said all power, we don't know how to appropriate the power of God. And ladies and gentlemen, yesterday when we were trying to, you know, we're bound. We cannot tell you what went on because their agreement signed, but I will tell you this. We tried to the best of our ability to ameliorate, to, you know, come to an agreement. And yet there's nothing you can do when someone, you know, is bent on destroying you. And at the end of yesterday, I think this is safe because this happened after everything that went on. So we're safe to say it wasn't about settling the with Doug and Steve. It was about destroying us. Well, I got to tell you something. Let me say this, that the Lord knoweth the days of the righteous and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemy of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke. They shall consume away. This whole world right now has gone crazy.
Steve, can I interject one thing?
Yes.
Because the people listening to this, you know, you're exactly right. You said this is about destroying us. And that's that's way outside of anything that that happened, but that was confirmed. But here's the next sentence: you're just, meaning Steve and I, you're just the beginning, at least in the Christian conservative world. So you've got Jones over here suffering all kinds of stuff, and then you've got Steve and I over here, and we're just the beginning in the Christian conservative world. Does that make sense? I mean, it's
yeah. Here's okay. The thing. You know, and there are people that claim to be Christians. To my knowledge, they are. We're not. All I say is that ask them how many people they've led to the Lord, how many years they've been on talk radio, how many people have they helped out of their own pocket, how many widows or orphans. I'm only saying that to say, look at me. I'm saying, no, look at him, Jesus. So any spirit that denies that Jesus is Lord is a spirit of Antichrist. That's in 1 John. So the thing is that what I came away from saying, Doug, no matter how much you and I wanted to bring peace, you know, it can't be done. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are in an ongoing legal battle, and we need your prayers. But we need your prayers that God will literally reveal the hearts of the wicked and stop them in their tracks.
Amen.
I'm not calling anybody wicked. I'm just saying the plans to destroy what Doug and I represent, and by the way, it's a personal vendetta. Bottom line, it is a personal, I take that back, Doug. It's a professional vendetta.
Yes.
Primarily against you, and then a professional against you, and then a personal against me. Is that a good way of saying it?
Yeah, I think that's, again, I think that's a safe way to summarize it. Sure.
Okay. So we thank you for praying. We thank you for standing with us. And ladies and gentlemen, today, what is today, the 30th?
Yes, sir.
This is one of the last days you can sign up for Branson, the Gen 6 conference, gen6.com at $110 instead of $130. We're approaching, I think we're approaching pretty close to halfway point being sold out. We've already got 10 people that have signed up for the dinner. The dinner, it will be with Doug Hagman and I. It will be for the people coming to Branson, only 40. There are only 40 spots. They're $1,250 each. And all that money there, it's on the screen, the tickets. Thank you so much, Eric. The tickets, all that money goes to lawyers. My guess is yesterday's lawyer bills on our behalf, just because I know what we pay a day, my bet combined lawyer bills yesterday are going to hit $8,000 for Doug's lawyer and my lawyer.
No, you know what, Steve? I was given a number that is about twice that. Just short of twice that.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, we're not making this stuff up. And, you know, can I tell you something? It's so frustrating because I know that when Doug said, Steve, this is just the beginning, that he was right on. That was 4.5 years ago. And so, you know, the statement is they, the enemy and whoever they use, they're willing puppets. And by the way, there's a lot of puppets who are soon out there that thought, you know, I haven't heard from Quayle and Hagman's attorneys yet. There's a lot of puppets out there. Just let me tell you something. Your strings have been loosened. They're about to be tightened. That's not a threat. I believe that it is given in our ability that when you try and settle, you do everything, you go Matthew 18, it won't go beyond that. And someone says, I'm going to destroy you. It's gloves off.
Yeah.
It's gloves off. And we have been on a kind of, I guess you'd say, a silence thing, because we're not allowed to talk about it, but the plaintiff and all the people that seem to want to do Doug and I and the friends of the plaintiff can go out and say whatever they want and have been. Guess what, you guys? Good news. Good news. That's all memorialized. And if we're spending, Doug, if it's double, I mean, we're talking, you know, really high dollar lawyers. And the idea is the woman said, you either give me the money, you know, or forgive me, I can't go there. The thing that I'm saying is this.
Good save, man.
Yeah. The thing that I'm saying is this. We have to follow the rules, and we have. We've tried incessantly. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is war on. And by the way, be praying for us. Be praying for those who are meeting with us. Be praying that God will bring the right legal people in, because if you can't see what goes on in your TV, that people guilty of treason, guilty of breaking every single law, whether it has to do with classified information, whether it has to do with intelligence, everything, they walk free, and Trump is still fighting a bogus claim after pretty much 3 years into his presidency, then you don't understand. This is what the mystery of iniquity is. It's lawlessness. And the cowardice, when it comes to lawlessness, will end up in the slaughterlessness. There you go, Doug. So, you know, I am on a roll today, because here's the deal. If people want to choose back to coronavirus.
Yes. Okay.
I guess what can I say to everybody that would indicate to them that it's beyond, I don't, by the way, I still want to make this clear. It's not going to get here as bad as there. And I don't believe we're going to be shut down before September of next year. Again, that's why.
I'm glad you said that, because there are going to be people saying, well, Steve and Doug, you guys
doomsayers?
No, hypocritical, I guess.
Yes.
Because, okay, so you're promoting a conference, you know, later this year, and you're saying, oh man, all the, you know, the stuff's going to hit the fan long before that. And we're, you know, but no, just folks, that's not what Steve is saying. And listen carefully.
Right. And here's the thing. I think you can hate me. You can mock me. You can scorn me. You can ridicule. You can do all that stuff. But I can tell you this. I have so many words from the Lord and a peace and admonition. I've been walking with Jesus for 49 years, Doug, and the voice I've known to be the Lord that rebukes me when I'm sinning and that encourages me when I'm winning, or, you know, to continue winning. Look, my whole thing is about saving lives. To my knowledge, no other, quote, teleministry, radio ministry, or video ministry, and I don't watch them, so I don't know. You know, I'm trying to get us to care about others. So when you want to accuse me of being a hypocrite, let me tell you something. God, I believe, has ordained it, not because it's my conference. I had three before, and now this is the fourth one, and blah, blah, blah. No, because what you're going to get at this conference is going to be, in my opinion, and in the opinion of some pretty amazing people around the world, prayer warriors who have thousands of people, prayer teams, who I've put that prayer request to, and I believe them, they're saying, no, Steve, it's not going to happen to them, because God is going to give them from July to September. Does God hold up anything because of me? No. Unfortunately, if I were to go tomorrow, the conference would still go on.
Yep.
And believe me, the thing that I'm trying to say is just simply this. That's the last bastion. And you know, Doug, it's number four. And what's interesting about number four, there are four directions on a compass, obviously primary directions on a compass. There are come from the four winds, O Spirit of God. In other words, there are east winds, west winds, north winds, south winds. And ladies and gentlemen, the thing that's really exciting to me is that when you start to listen to the guests that are going to be, you know, interviewed on Doug's show, I think Carl Teichrup's next week, Lord willing, you're going to find out that this is, I guess this is it. Imagine you're going into battle. You've had basic training all these years. Now you're going to learn what you're going to face. It's not just old stuff. It's not just contemporary stuff, the days of Noah. It's the future stuff. I believe that everyone who takes us seriously, Doug, and understands, in my mind, and this is what I sense, and I even got another word. I didn't even say that word to somebody, and somebody called me and said, Steve, guess what? I was really troubled about your conference in July. And they said, I want you to know something. The Lord said, it will come to pass before all the evil starts. And I thought, starts in the fall. Okay, that's always standard. That's what Pastor Langford has always said. But no, this fall. And this fall is going to be different, ladies and gentlemen, than any other fall. Because, again, it's important, Doug, that people understand that Tom Horn and I do not communicate. I haven't talked to him in months. What he's doing with Wormwood, what everybody else is doing with their prospective ministries, what you do, Doug Hagman, what I do, SQ, we all do as unto the Lord. We can only do what God's given us to. We do our part, but yet people would rather take us apart instead of see the part we play. Because again, you know, and I want to share something. I'll tell you what the best barter item is. Forget whiskey. Forget, people tell me this all the time, smokes, you know, coffee. You don't think that's true? There are more Starbucks around the country than there are smoke shops. Deet, 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 deet. You know, Doug has his coffee, ladies and gentlemen. Look, I know what it's like to come out of a meeting and you just go like this and go, God, how can that cost $10,000? You know? I mean, seriously. And someone who, you know, no, I can't go there. The thing is that you asked, that's how it went. Yep. So that's why we'd like you to sign up. For those of you, there are 30 spots left at $1,250. It's not going to be like it was last year for Doug. It's going to be.
Sadly. And I have to apologize. I'll tell you what, I'll just say this. This is going to be 100%. Class. I mean, Steve, you do it right. We had an issue last time where the, I'll just leave it at that. I don't need to get sued by somebody else. So.
Yep. The thing is that, and what we're saying is that, and during that time, ladies and gentlemen, you've got, and I say this, you'll have me, not that that's a big deal, but you'll be able to ask me questions that you've always wanted to ask. I'll answer them. I just ask that there'll be no cell phones. You come in, there'll be a basket. You put your cell phones in there. I ask that you don't record it out of honoring my request, because I'm honoring your life, not with my presence or Doug's presence, but with the information. Before Branson, you mark my words, this corona thing wasn't even on the plate. And when we get in the second hour, Doug, I think we better talk about the earth changes.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to do that. And about the coronavirus, a couple of things real quick, Steve. I was looking at a couple of, like the Economist magazine, there were a couple of, programs like Simpsons, you know, and a few other, there was a movie that came out in 2011, obviously Contagion. That was interesting, but a few other things that seem to portend this specific virus at this time. And that's two things. This specific virus at this time. And of course, the latest of which was Event 201 in October that was published on November 4th of last year to game this out. But anyway, you're right. And also to your point about the time frame, I believe that, looking at this, it's going to be really bad, a convergence, a confluence of events, starting somewhere around late August, early September, moving forward. So thank you. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Right. You know, the problems that are going to be facing. I'll give you a good example. I've been warning about Puerto Rico. Everybody's been warning about Puerto Rico. I've been warning about Cascadia. Cascadia's been warning about Hawaii. But years ago, and I get reminded of this, my number one criticism of me amongst the other 999,999, okay, is that I touch on stuff so far ahead of everybody else, and then I don't stick with it long enough, okay, because I'm on to the next thing. And it's just the way my brain is, or whatever you can call it. But
then so pay attention, guys and ladies.
Yeah. Okay. And people say, I don't like to listen to you. And my answer is, please don't. Please, I beg of you, seriously. I won't beg for anything, but in this case, I'll beg. If you think that it's worth spending your time an hour wasting talking to me or listening to me as I talk or Doug talk, please don't listen to us. Buy a bag of his coffee. Seriously, first buy a bag of coffee and go drink it. And that's what I was trying to get at, Doug, too. Coffee is the best way to bargain. You don't think people in Bozeman, we must have 22 coffee places, okay? And that's the individual stands, Starbucks, you know, cold brew, all the different names. I don't drink coffee. Probably I should. But the point is I drink iced tea. The thing is that I cannot imagine the withdrawal just of coffee. My wife is a coffeeholic, you know? Man, she drinks it hot. She drinks it, and she's into bulletproof coffee. Look up bulletproof coffee. It's really good for you. You know, Dave Asprey, the guru of it, and God bless him. I mean, it's got health benefits. But go and look. Take Doug's coffee, add some coconut milk, you get, or coconut powder, organic, and you get caprylic and lauric acid, which are good for you. Nothing's better, really. And then the caffeine, trust me, we're going to need some get up and go. But getting back to the events taking place, Puerto Rico. Years ago, I haven't lost track, Doug. I'm getting a little more linear. Years and years ago, probably, I don't know, 5 to 7. And I don't mean to mislead, but it was a long time ago before anybody even knew what the word abyss meant. Obviously, there was a television program, or not television, but a movie called The Abyss that came out. One of my favorite movies. But the thing is that the abyss is the depths. It literally means that area that's deep in the ocean covered by thousands of tons of pressure. It's where the demons didn't want to be sent when Jesus cast them out of the pigs. Or cast them out of the Gadarene demoniac. The demons enter into the pigs. The pigs, and the demons are screaming, have you, come to torment us before our time? Notice this. Demons know there's a time of torment coming. But the abyss, and I said, I don't know why it is. And I forget if there are 11 or 14 of the deep abysses, but I did a program on them. I said, this is where the trouble's coming from. A couple days ago when there was a 7.7 earthquake in the area between Jamaica and Grand Cayman. I used to dive the Caymans all the time. It used to be my favorite vacation spot. I dove on the wall. Some of you have probably taken the submarine down on the wall, 1,000 feet or whatever, seen this sunken Nicaraguan freighter with all the Volkswagen things on them, And it's pretty odd when you get down there because obviously you've lost sunlight. The Cayman Wall is one of the deepest places the Cayman Trench in the Pacific Ocean. I'm sorry, Atlantic Ocean. Pacific Ocean, that's a whole nother story. But here's the deal. There was a 7.7 and a 7.3. The first time, according to my geologist seismist, they've ever seen that. They said, imagine it was like, if you will, it was like an instantaneous echo of the one that wasn't an echo, but it was a lesser. In other words, this 7.7 triggered this 7.3. You remember the people in Miami were ducking under students in the high school and stuff under the desks, and yep. They were worried about a tsunami warning and stuff?
Yep.
The truth of what's going to happen to Puerto Rico is that the authorities will not tell you what happens if a third of that island goes, sloughs off into the ocean, the tidal forces moving towards, the whole Florida coast. I said, how big is it? This is geology. This isn't quail. This isn't that doomsayer, Well, a doomsayer, no doom, just the truth. But the thing is that I'd rather tell the truth and have it sound like doom than not tell the truth and have someone die in their lie and end up being, and literally going into eternal damnation. There is no fear of God in the land. So obviously no one believes that God really is serious about hell. Go look on the videos on YouTube about people that had experiences in hell as atheists, not as believers. But boy, when they came back from hell, they weren't atheists anymore. But just that incident is going to happen in the Puerto Rican trench. Then we've got the situation that's happening in the Great Rift in the Pacific Ocean that's now at 39,500 feet tall, or 39,500 feet deep from the surface. That's what it is to the surface of the Earth, the surface up above the water level. Water level is the word I'm looking for. Then we got all the different volcanoes going up. Now, Doug, there was a story on Strange Sounds that went up this morning that the whole Pacific Ocean is acidified. That means the water is turning to acid. Well, hey, got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. 20 years ago, I was talking about the volcanism going off, all the hydrogen sulfide meeting with the H2O producing sulfuric acid. Then you add in methane, you've got the perfect disaster for everything in the Pacific Ocean to die. The wonderful balance that God created in everything, that the pH, the alkalinity and the acidity being perfectly balanced, everything is upset now. And then we've got the situation with the famine earthquake. Somebody said, it sounds like you're just, talking to the four horsemen of the apocalypse in their stable. I said, they're out of the stable, gang. They're running on the horizon. And it's like the whole earth is in chaos. So we get distracted by Politicus Distracticus, or Politicus Moronicus. Okay. There you go, Doug. That's for you.
Thank you.
Okay. You can probably figure what this really one is, but Politicus Dipsticticus. Okay. Or you can also use another word. Political dipstick. A dipstick is somebody that, it's just an acronym. It's not a nice thing, but here's the deal. It's the circus of the absurd. It's a theater of the absurd. So God has warned people. We talked about the alien thing. The UFOs are being seen. The submarines now, the underwater unidentified underwater submersible objects, USOs or whatever, 550 miles an hour. You can't even do that with anything that we have or the Russians have with hypercavitation. The whole Popo, the volcano in Mexico City goes off and they see a giant spaceship over there. Did you see that one?
You know, I saw a couple of yes. Short answer, yes. Yeah, I have.
All over the world, people are saying, boy, we're seeing all kinds of strange aerial phenomenon. If you understand the magnetic propulsion and the stuff that Stan Deo teaches about and stuff, maybe you should have Stan come on and explain electrogravitics. But the only way you can contain a superheated plasma is with a magnetic field. So the temperatures in the volcanoes, they don't affect the ships and the craft going in because the very propulsion system also protects them from the intense heat, okay? That's why hell is a lake of fire. God, hey, I don't know how God does what he does.
Good point.
Yeah, it is. It's a lake of fire. And, and yet in that lake of fire, there's weeping and gnashing of teeth where the worm dieth not. Huh. It is weeping, in other words, crying. I wonder what the temperature of the tears that come out of the face of those who are in the lake of fire. This is scary stuff, you guys. But the Bible says, don't fear him who can kill your body, but fear him rather, Jesus said, who after you're dead can cast you into hell. That's who you need to be worried about. But you see, by separating the God of creation from his creation, by separating the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, from the object of the purpose of the redemption, the people. And by the way, most people don't know this. I think it's time to refresh everybody's mind. 1 John 3:8, for this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the evil one. Jesus did come. And he's coming back again also, but to say that was lost, that would be me, that would be us, that would be you if you don't know Jesus as your Savior. But beyond that, he came to conquer and has death, hell, and the grave. But death, hell, and the grave are not just places or Death, Hell, and the Grave, or conditions. They're actual entities. You ever heard of the angel of death? It's not the angels of death. It's the angel of death, the grim reaper, you know? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are specifics in the scriptures that we miss. It is the object of those of us who are researchers. I am not, quote, a minister in the classic sense of the word. I am not a preacher. I am not any of those things. I am a businessman. Some guy wrote me a letter after, you know, we had our last show saying, you just don't miss a chance to push your product, do you? Absolutely not. Because, ladies and gentlemen, how would you like to go through 10K in a day? Every hour.
Hey, we can, that sounds like a bumper sticker or a shirt logo. 10K in a day.
Yeah, 10K in a day. Oh, I got it. 10K in a day is a pain in the A. Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad we can laugh about this. Otherwise we'd be crying. But yeah, wow. 10K in a day. Yeah. Pain 10, in the A.
10 day in a K. 10K in a day, a pain in the A. Watch your money wash away.
Exactly. And this should be a warning sign or a warning to really to everyone else. That's why I believe that's why Steve and I are so adamant about getting this message out, because, you know, you don't consider yourself a target, folks, but you are. You are. If you have a Christian ideology and if you're a political conservative, I believe that you're a target. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman Report. We're at the top of the hour break. Network break. Going to be right back. Stay right where you're at with Steve Quayle coming. And I'll tell you what, he's on fire today. Looking good, looking great. 10K in a day, pain in the A. Going to be right back.
Mainstream media won't. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
Exposing the New World Order, you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network. Stand by. Doug and Joe will be back shortly.
And welcome to Hagman. It's the Hagman Report. My guest, I can't say that. Part of the program, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, equally important, if not even more important. You got a pen? Write this down. Q Files. That's the letter Q Files.tv. Q Files.tv. If you haven't subscribed to Steve's channel, his message to those who support his message, please do so. It is worth every cent. Q Files. The title is Q Files 2.0, but the URL is Q Files.tv. I love getting, every time I get a note that there's a new video, I get really excited, because A lot of times Steve and I will talk on the phone about things like this, but boy, when he gets on these, the messages, they're just absolutely fantastic. And Rhonda does a great job with that as well. By the way, folks, this Sunday, speaking of supporters, this Sunday, we're scheduled to have Patreon this Sunday. It's a Patreon meeting this Sunday. To avoid inconveniencing the families of the people who want to be part of the conference, we're going to move it to the following week. Eric, is that okay? Is that okay? It's not, you know, look, I know most of you don't watch the Super Bowl, but you might have family members. And I've heard from, I think, two or three different people, three emails. And then I spoke with someone else. It's not because they're watching the Super Bowl. It's because they're having family in and it wouldn't be convenient. So folks, the Patreon meeting scheduled for this Sunday will be the following Sunday because of the Super Bowl, not because, again, for the reasons I mentioned. So thank you, and thank you for your support. And on behalf of Steve, I think I can say that, you know, we both thank you for supporting both of us. And it's really good to know, you know, for as much as Steve and I talk about the detractors and such, you know, it's not about them. It's about the people who really embrace the message of Steve and are brought to the Lord through his work and through his words. And I got to tell you, Steve, I'm very humbled. I don't know. I didn't realize that so many people had used this show as a means to get to the Lord. So I'm like blown away by being used in this capacity or in this manner. So thank you for that. And without your friendship and encouragement and your, you know, being side by side, I would not be here. And frankly, I shouldn't be here, but I am. So thank you, my friend. So we're back.
Well, you're welcome. And Doug, you know, I want to talk. Let's go into the earth changes thing. And by the way, does Eric, can I send you a picture? Cause we're going to talk about it. That's so in your face, and I'll send it to your email or cause Eric's email isn't picking up on my screen. Is it Eric WACK? I won't give the whole thing. Is that
no? No, it's Eric ERIC at HagmanReport.com.
Okay, let's see if that'll pick it up. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is. I'm sorry.
That's for his group. That's for all the people who follow him too. He'll be getting emails.
But if I said a word to you, you're going to think, what, now he's making up words in Swahili? No, I don't know Swahili. I do know one word in Swahili, maybe two. I won't tell you that story.
And you're not allowed to say that word. I'm kidding.
No, it's not a swear word. I think it's for elephant, okay? If I said this word to you, ubi-hibi, I'm as serious as you can get, the ubi-hibi. I didn't even know this place existed. And I, you know, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I just saw the final cut for Cascadia. I mean, I'm telling you, it's impressive. The amount of experts there are world class. You can go Google their names when you see them. And for those who are doubters too, the amount of empiric scientific evidence that Cascadia is going to be the biggest problem, excuse me, more even than the New Madrid, more than anything else, is undeniable by the testimony and by the scientific bona fides of the witnesses that we have references, or the people that we've interviewed, and all of the data. And again, Doug, this is one that I missed. I missed it, but I won't miss it for long because I won't say what I'm doing, okay. But I did miss it.
Just for people, I'm sorry, Steve, because I know people are going to ask this question. Where's Cascadia? Define that region. Okay.
Cascadia is the mountain range that starts in pretty much lower British Columbia and goes all the way down to Mount Shasta, obviously Mount Rainier, Mount Adams, Mount St. Helens, the Three Sisters, Newberry. That whole area are all active volcanoes. I think it's 12 or 13 of the country's most active volcanoes are in that area.
Thank you.
And some of the biggest. So all the volcanoes, all the mountains. Somebody once said to me, well, I flew on a trip or something. I didn't know any of those places were volcanoes. That people associate volcanoes with what comes out of them, molten lava, versus what's under them, molten lava or molten magma pools. Okay. So, Did Eric, can we get Eric to put that up on the screen? And I'll talk over the image, Doug.
Sure. There you go. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, he's got to scroll down though to the Eric the map. Okay. No. You didn't get the right thing. I'm sorry. It's the NASA flight plan. Here, Eric, try this one. It's a map with the whole. Boy, I'm sorry about that.
No worries, folks. Talk amongst yourselves right now.
Yeah. No. Well, anyway.
Is that embedded within the PDF that you sent?
I don't think so. It should be. It should just have come through to him. Let me just see this. Boy, that's weird.
Yeah.
I guess it's par for the course. Yeah, I go to copy to send it to him. It is. I'm sorry, Doug. Let me see this. It is embedded. I'm sorry. Well.
All right. Okay. No worries. So it was as NASA flight plan for where?
It's for the Ubahibe craters over the area of Death Valley, California.
Okay.
It's really important for people to see this. Because you're talking about aircraft that can cost, anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 an hour to fly. That's just the cost of the fuel, not anything else. So let's see if he gets it this time. Eric, I just sent it. It is a map and it's got the flight plan. It's that important. I sent it to him.
Yeah, we're waiting for it to come through right now. Ubahibe, huh?
Is that
okay?
Yeah, I mean, you've heard of a heebie-jeebie? Who named that thing? But anyway, it shows the flight plan. It shows approximately, I think it's right around 4 to 6 hours of flight plan, but it's just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's, encompassing the whole area, and then it's multiple paths. Did Eric get it yet?
Not yet. It's still kind of floating around going through the NSA.
Let's just go on to other places then.
All right.
If it comes, let me know. One of the things that's really critical in all this volcanoes, all of the earthquakes, all of the forbidden zone. The forbidden zone isn't in a Star Trek movie. The forbidden zone is the truth, okay? The forbidden zone in America is the truth. The spin zone is still being spun. It doesn't matter who's putting their spin on it, but it's all irrelevant, in my opinion, to the real factors going on. So the thing is that when I call the events of the day, the headlines of the MSM, Circus Distracticus, that means it's something to keep you occupied. And by the way, just FYI, ladies and gentlemen, I am not a Super Bowl fan. I won't say anything other than that. Although I once asked somebody, so what's your favorite flavor of soup for the Super Bowl? And they said, you're really not a sport guy, are you? And I said, no, I'm not. But I understand it's important to everybody that thinks it's important or appreciates it as important. I'm not saying anything about it. It's just that I'm saying that those type of events are also distancing themselves from the gospel of Jesus Christ while embracing every form of perversion. And on this Super Bowl ad, I'm understanding, there's going to be a drag queen episode.
Yes. Well, I mean, yes. And to me, that's over the top. But we're going to be looking, by the way, at some of the predictive programming, if you will, or some of the messages within the advertisements or advertisements within the Super Bowl. So, because they do have, I mean, you go back a few years, several years, and I think you can see where there's some predictive programming in those ads. Okay, we have the map. That's good.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
We'll
put it up, Eric. I'll explain. Thank you. Thank you. And if you can just zoom in on this a little bit, just so the area is, we're looking directly north of Rivers. We're looking directly north. There you go. And just frame it a little more. Perfect. Perfect. You take direction well, my friend. We're looking north of this, but I want you to see that flight plan. And I want Doug to explain to the people that this is a 747 with the most sophisticated sensors in existence on the planet, okay? And what they're checking for is magma flow. What they're checking for is everything from earthquakes. What they're checking for are harmonic tremors. What they're checking for is emissions of different chemical compounds, hydrogen sulfide. What they're looking for is the different piezoelectric charges, or some people pronounce it piezoelectric charges. This is one of the most elaborate and dense flight plans, and I've looked at probably close to 1,000. There's about 2,000. Some of them aren't as important. Now imagine that's taking place off the coast. Imagine that's taking place. And by the way, where you see Bakersfield and everything, these flights have taken place there also. Everything you see on that map that Eric has put up now from Bakersfield, that is all projected to become an inland sea. It's not going to happen before July. But what I'm sharing with people is this. If you think that there's any joy in sitting around just scaring people to buy stuff, that's absolutely absurd. If you think there's an attempt to try and inform people, that is. And I understand there's more people, Doug, that love us than hate us. I understand that.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that love us aren't working their spells, you know. And literally, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who pray for us, come against the spirit of witchcraft and all curses being spoken against us. That's what's going on. I said witchcraft and curses.
Yeah, I don't know if I told you this, Stephen. I'm not going to share it on the air, but folks, understand the battle is spiritual. And I never before have seen things I've seen over the last couple of months, and especially over the last couple of weeks, where some supernatural stuff has taken place to the extent where I've even talked about this with Russ Dizdar. I mean, it's alarming when you see it. It's alarming when you experience it. So you're right.
In talking about Jesus and his faithfulness, the thing is that he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He said he's with us even unto the end of the age. And Doug, I'll ask the same question I asked this on my show. How many of you believe that we're in the beginning of great tribulation? And notice what I said, great tribulation. I went through four scriptures, and people are saying, well, this version says that or that. But it's great tribulation. It's a bigger time frame than most people. I believe the great tribulation, whether the word the was supplied by translators as being a specific time period of so many years, it's my belief that it's 3.5 years. I know that a lot of people who are trained in standard eschatology believe it's 7 years. But what happens if we are at great tribulation? Not in the middle of it, not in the end of it by any means, but what happens if that's where we're at? I got an email today from someone who knows what they're talking about. And I'm not going to say anything because I'll let the writer break it on their own website. But when I get a one-sentence cryptic statement from the person, I emailed the person back and just simply said, explain. I know what this means, but I need the background. And you know what her simple statement was? And I'll let her back it up with all the stuff. And trust me, you may not believe it when I tell you to go and buy food, but you will when she does. The amount of pathogenic plant viruses that are being released concurrently on top of and Siamese twinically, there's a new word for you, Siamese twinically, okay, to attack the plants and that which, you know, gives life is off the charts. Doug, I've said it before and people didn't take it serious. Again, we're in the last closing months of harvest. There'll still be harvest. And by the way, there'll be places that have plenty of food. There'll be places that have no food. As to the specific sin of a specific area, will God judge according to their sins? I don't think people recognize that God is just, he's faithful, he's true, he's merciful, and he will lead his people beside still waters and manna from heaven. I said, Lord, you better just give manna, because if you give them quail, they'll vomit, you know. And when God led the children of Israel out of Egypt, took them to the desert, he fed them with manna. They started complaining about manna. Same old manna, you know? Yeah. They wanted meat. They wanted the meat of the Egyptians. Then God sent them the meat, and they started to vomit. They ate so much that their gluttony overwhelmed the blessing. Remember, that's a powerful statement. Never said that in my life. Never let your gluttony overwhelm the blessing. Never assume a blessing on a Friday will be the next Friday for the rest of your lives.
And interestingly enough, that statement to me, the way I would just kind of consider that, it can apply to more than food.
Yes, everything and everyone. Every time you hug your wife, Doug, every time you hug your son-in-law, Eric, hugs are good things. I'm just kidding. I hug my son-in-law. I hug everybody. I'm a hugger, but I will not hug. I want to share this. I will not hug without permission somebody I do not know. I side hug in that case. There's less my body to go. Sorry, but I practice it. And if I get a chance this year too, I want to shake everyone's hands. Actually, I don't do that. I fist bump at Branson like I did last year. I love being able to see the faces of the people. See, because I remember the faces. I'm horrible on names. The stuff that I shouldn't be horrible on, I remember names. Stuff I should, I don't. It's just a funny thing.
I remember the names. I remember the faces. Sometimes it's just good. Well, I can't match the two accurately with that many people. But, you know, that's the thing about things like Branson. And even with Pastor Langford's conference coming up in April in Hickory, it's being there among like-minded people, and it's that fellowship. Steve, I can't believe the closeness of the 3,000 people that were in Branson last year, and the friendships that developed. That's so important to me anyway too. So yeah, go on. I'm just babbling.
I would say the number one thing people are starved for is biblical fellowship. Okay. And I really mean that, and biblical fellowship, not BS gossip sessions, knitting sessions where the only knitting is done is the lies and the tapestry of hell that's spoken. I think it's important that people understand that Branson, Hickory. Hickory's going to be important. And I told David, I said, by the way, he's a man of his word and determination. He's fasted 15 days or whatever. He's the only man I know that's ever fasted multiple 40-day fasts. That doesn't make him righteous. That doesn't make him better. It makes him serious, okay? It makes him serious. And so he so wants the power of God to come into his people's lives. Most people, Doug, the number one is they're alone, okay? And number two, I don't have any power of God in my life. What am I missing, Steve? Well, I think Branson, Hickory, that comes up in April with Pastor Langford in Hickory, North Carolina, that's going to be demonstrated, not talked about. I believe that people need to understand that the early church, Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 18, even though they had walked with Jesus, even though he breathed into them the Spirit and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost, John 20:22. I'm not Pastor Langford. I wish he was to my right. I'd ask him, make sure I don't mislead. misquote. But the thing is that he told him, you have to go and wait now until the promise of the Father is sent from above. And they had to wait, and they were praying and fasting, believing that God was going to give them the promise that Jesus had told them to go and wait for. Does that make sense?
It does. Yes.
And so in Acts chapter 2, 10 and 19, the early church believed in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The early church believed in the manifestation of prophecy, of speaking in tongues with interpretation. That's a fulfillment, I think, of a promise in Deuteronomy, a prophetic word through Moses, when God says, with stammering lips in another tongue will I speak to this people. In the book of Acts, the Greek is stammering tongue. The thing that I'm trying to share is, the charismatics who had something real turned it trite and made it cheap, in my opinion. They basically, when they were about God's business, they prospered. When they turned God's business into, or God's ministry into a business, that's when it went downhill, you know?
Yep.
Because ministry and to be a pastor is to be called anointed and in the Acts protocol to have hands laid on you. Most people are ministers. But what's happening, Doug, is even ministers who have gone into a program without the power are dying in their pulpits. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, that, yes. And that's an important statement. I'm not going to.
Yeah,
that's a very important statement.
So are the power lines that are on this screen right now, power failure in church, April 16th through the 19th at the Hickory Metro Convention Center? It's going to be an important time because I don't know about you. There comes a point in all of our lives, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we've been through, no matter what we're going to have to go through and overcome, that we need that touch, just that touch from the Master's hand, just that if you will, heaven's hug, heaven's empowerment, the feeling that you know that you know that you know that you know, if it blows up today, you know where you go, okay? There's another good t-shirt. You know that you know that you know that you know, if it blows up today, you know where you go, with an arrow pointing up. So the thing is that we're in this time period now where the supernatural evil, is escalating. You mentioned it without going in detail. Every day now, every day. It used to be every other day, every couple days. You know, then it was before that was a couple times a week. And then that every couple times a month. Now it's every day. People are having, I call them life crisis moments with supernatural evil. Are you experiencing that too?
Yes.
On your email?
Yes. I've been getting a lot of reports like that. And it's becoming more intense and more and even more personal. Not, I don't mean personal to me. I mean personal in the experiences. So yes, and it's troubling. And it kind of goes back to what you asked earlier. And I was kind of, you left me hanging with this question. Do you believe that we're at the great or at great tribulation or the beginning of great tribulation? I was kind of interested to hear what you thought.
Yeah, I believe we are at the point of great tribulation. My question is, and I don't pretend to have all the answers. There are people who are saying, well, it says in this translation, the. And let me just read a couple. There's four, okay? When I go into, and I'm on BibleGateway.com, okay? And I type in great tribulation, okay? Because most people are only knowing it, and I would guess you are too. I only always said the great tribulation, right?
Yes. Yes, and I take that to mean a very, very specific time period.
Yes, okay. But if that time period is mañana, can you see Madea, meaning today, not Monday, today,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So Great Tribulation, here's the four, or let's just do the four in the New Testament, okay? Now, I want you to notice this is King James Version, okay? Why am I a stickler on this? I think it's critical because I think most people who believe in that time period, that great tribulation, do not see the tribulation we're in. Doug, one of the very first statements I ever made, don't believe it because I say it. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Here's the difference. The great tribulation is a future point. Great tribulation that I believe we're in now, entering into great tribulation. I believe the was a conceptualized and compartmentalized time frame that has misled people and continues to blind the Christians of today. Does that make sense?
Indeed it does.
Okay, I'm going to read these scriptures, Matthew 24:21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Then listen to this. Behold, okay? Behold, Revelation 2:22. I will cast her into bed, and them that commit adultery with her, the whore, into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. Revelation 7:14. And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, this is the question about who are all the souls crying out? How long, O God? These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. You know, Doug, it doesn't say the, okay?
Right.
It doesn't say that, you know? And again, those are the only four for great tribulation. Now, let me see if I add, okay, I'm going to put the in front of it, and we'll go there. it when I cross-reference it to Revelation 7:14, okay, there is no word great in it, okay? When I reference it for Matthew 24:21, there is no word thy in it. In Revelation 2:22, there is no word, okay?
Okay. No, the in it.
Yeah. Okay. So the. So, okay, what I'm trying to say is this. Branson happens, end of story. But are you considering where things can go prior to that time as far as are you prepared to the best of your ability? Thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart for those of you that took up the cause of the widows and the widowers and the vets. I can't tell you what it's like when somebody says to me an email, Steve, I have so much money. And for the record, Doug, outside of two people that just didn't want to be known, they sent the money to me and I sent it out the same day. The thing is that they wanted people to have food. They wanted people to have big Berkey water filters. This was meant to be for people living on, you know, sub-$1,000 a month that give them money to buy something to carry them through, you know?
Right.
And you, your listeners and my listeners and our friends and our brothers and sisters rose to the occasion. I say this only to say that if we'll care for them, and the scripture says, he who gives to the poor lends to the Lord and the Lord will repay. You know, and you said something. When God gave me Jesus, the revelation with him loving me, accepting me, forgiving me, and I am, you know, basically the personification of evil, and a Hal Lindsey meeting one minute, and then I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb when I accept Jesus, that was an overwhelming thing to me. Because there was no sense of value that I could even come to God and say, well, you know, Lord, I did this. I helped this old lady cross the street, you know. And thank God I never pushed any down in front of a car or anything.
Not yet anyway, but this all right.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying I wasn't that kind of horrible. But, you know, it dawned on me that we're so lacking in so much the revelation of how great thou art, how great thou art. And that's why I love that song. I love it, you know. Then sings my soul. And the thing that's important here is this. Do we have misconceptions as Christians that have kept us from preparing for the end? I have said this and I'll say it 100 times. I am not apologizing for preparing the people of God for my primary calling. My primary calling, face to face from Jesus as commanded by him, is to have a Joseph's ministry and to be a watchman, a Joseph's ministry. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I didn't know what that meant. And let me share something. You know, I get a lot of flack. People, because I've been a gold and silver dealer for almost 35 years, okay? That's what launched me in the ability to even begin to undertake talk radio 25 years ago and as a newsletter writer 30 years ago. And over the years, the standard criticism, he just sells fear to sell his gold, you know. And this is something I want people to understand. God made gold and silver. No place in the Bible does God say, and he saw that the treasury, federal treasury bills were good. Nowhere does it say in the Bible, you know, thou shalt love your God with all your heart, with all your might, and with all your strength, and your blue chips with all your might, okay? But the thing is, gold isn't, you don't love it, you use it. So here's something that's interesting. I don't know if Eric can put the...
Yeah, I kind of like this idea. I mean, I more than kind of like it because... go ahead, Steve, explain this.
Just leave it up there too, Eric, and please, while I'm talking. This is a Valcambi bar. Valcambi is one of the major refineries in Switzerland and fabricators. This is 50 individual 1 gram gold pieces that are in the size of a credit card. That's why I'm holding it up. This is just the registered thing. This is the size of it right here. And, you know, and this is credit card size.
Okay. Yeah, hold that back up. Okay. That is so shiny, by the way. That's really,
yeah, I know. It's, you know,
I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. If you'll go back to the thing I sent now, Eric, the photo of the day, each one of these bars is 1.6075 ounces of gold. They're pure gold, 4.9 gold, okay? 4.9, 9.999. Scored, individually scored, meaning you can start at one corner. right now, each one of those single gram bars is worth right at about $58 each. There's 50 of them. And what's critical to understand is that this fits in your wallet, fits in your purse. And when it comes time to barter, one of these standard questions I get, Doug, is how are we going to know what gold and silver are worth? Well, you're going to know it because the people who will have anything to sell will only take gold and silver or coffee, really, or barter items. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen. History records, all history records, that someone says, well, you can't eat it, smartass. That's what one guy sent me an email. Yeah. Or I hope you choke on it. I said, well, I won't choke on it because I'm smart enough to sell it for food that I can take little bites of, okay? I'm not trying to be a wise guy. This is the ultimate, in my opinion. Look, those of you who got gold coins, those are good. This is for the people that are saying, I only have so much money, but how am I going to barter? How am I going to know? Gold and silver prices will be worldwide along with platinum and everything. I can't tell you, Doug, how excited I am to be able to say, you know, we started selling these years ago, and for some reason, now the demand, people are saying, I want one of those little cool credit card things. And I'm going, I didn't follow through with that very well. But these are available. You can call Tyler, my son, 406-586-4840. I got to sell a whole lot of Alcandy bars to basically stay on. And here's the thing, too,
just to be clear, you do have those. You sell them right now, right?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Yep.
All right, we're going to put a link because I believe in this. And look at that. Very, very good. 1 gram gold from that. 9999949. So you don't often see that in terms of purity. And, so go ahead.
Yeah. There's 50 of those, Doug, in the one bar. 50.
Okay. So 50 grams.
Yeah. And the total weight of the gram is 1.60754 ounces. So the thing is that, you know, when I take this little deal off, I'll do this. When I take that off, that is your registration number. This serial bar is, I'm sorry, I got to get into the screen. This serial number on this little piece here tells you this number on the front. It matches that. I can track every single one of these that comes in the United States.
Wow.
I can't. I do it through my distributor. Okay. So again, I'm in the people business before I'm in just sell. I don't think people understand. Most of them do, but we're not out there, you know. I mean, some of our people that are fellow broadcasters, I mean, they got like hundreds and hundreds of items to sell. The only thing I sell right now nowadays, ladies and gentlemen, is the precious metals. And on my site, there's a link to Numana Foods.
In books, your books, but the
prep items. Yeah, my books, some videos, my own stuff.
Right.
So am I wrong? Is a guy who goes to work and makes $50 an hour doing whatever he's doing, is he wrong to charge $50 an hour? There is there's a principle in the kingdom of God. Whatever you sow, the same measure you sow, you reap, Doug. And that's why I'm thrilled with the people that help those people who are in need. Look, I don't know the day that comes, but I want to make sure that I've given so much that the reciprocity of God. Look, I may not be eating, you know, I'm on my meat only diet. So burgers and, you know, whatever is meat I'm eating, you know, but the thing is that I'll know this, that David said, I have been young and now I'm old. I've not seen the righteous forsaken nor see begging bread. I feel compelled. I feel absolutely, if you will, to ratchet it up. The food people just don't get it. What makes you think that the ships that are in the harbors that aren't unloading or that are offshore, they won't even come into the harbor because they don't have the money by letters of credit that are being honored of all the Chinese goods and all the different goods from around the world? The trucking companies, some of the biggest in the country, are going out of business. They cannot equate. The great divide is they cannot equate supply and demand. And I'd even add another thing, supply, demand, and delivery. Because between supply and demand, okay, you have to be able to deliver the supply to meet the demand, right?
Yep, and that delivery is really an important component to all this, yep.
But nobody thinks about that. You know, when we're doing this, some of the people that heard me on my broadcast and they're ordering these, you know, and we get them out, you know, as soon as we can. We're going the weekend, but you know, if they order the money's in on Monday, they'll have their gold by Wednesday. Silver is good too. I'm just saying this. People said, why don't you tell us about those little cool little credit cards? They're called the gold Valcambi bars. So you can call this number that was on the screen. So again, Doug, the thing that's important to people, or you can send me an email, beyond the criticism, beyond the complaints, beyond everything that goes on. And no offense, ladies and gentlemen, our critics that say Quail and Hagman talk about that stuff too much, they're not writing six-figure checks over the course of a year, for defense. You're not writing them. So, and Doug, you know, maybe you've got a better feel for this. Why do people that evidently hate us so much tune in to listen to us so much and then bitch about us so much? And if that word offends you, then I would guess you don't know where the term bastard came from. And that was the term that God applied to the fallen angel's progeny. So if you don't believe in those, you don't believe in bastards, but you still believe in the female dog. So I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, if you're upset about the terminology, then you're focusing on something that's not correct. But, you know, to answer your question, Steve, I look at this, my experience anyway, over the last number of years, but especially over the last few months, I look at it this way. The attacks and why we focus on the attacks is because, folks, if you have an internet presence, if you've got a Facebook, if you've got any kind of communication out there, you will also be a target. And when you become a target, we just want to help you blaze, you know, help you understand that, man, it's going to be bad. And from our experience, help you learn. The other part of this as well is I think people need to, at least in my view, need to understand that as Christian conservatives, Steve, when you can't assail the legitimacy of the message, where we need to prepare, we need to look at what fake news really is versus what they say fake news is. Boy, get ready for the attacks, because that seems to be like the tripping point to me anyway. It's an ideological fight. The attacks, at least the meaningful attacks, are ideologically driven. I believe this. And they're driven by the people who want to stifle the truth. This is kind of what I think. The picture is much bigger than critics. The picture is much bigger than a comment or an email. The picture is they want, you said it once, they want to kill us.
Want to kill us?
Yeah, by us, it doesn't mean Steve and I. I mean, it's all of us. They want to kill all of us. And think about that.
That formula, again, I don't take credit for it. It was given to me 20-some years ago. I don't even know what it would be in Roman numerals, but I, as in India, V as in Victor, N as in November, D as in Delta, IVND, identify the Christians, vilify the Christians, nullify the Christians. We're better off without them. Destroy the Christians.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, when I've said that for so long, can I say something? We're in the context now of the time. Here, let me give a bottom line statement. I like my bottom line statements. Okay. This is it. We're in the context of time where it's not Steve and Doug anymore. It's not Alex. It's not just Dave Hodges. It's not Mike Adams. It's not that your favorite. And these are guys I relate to. So I'm not meaning to put anybody out of the list or not including anybody. But do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, the narrative? It's the words that people base their actions on are in the enemy's hands. Christians who used to have the most powerful two words in the world, repent and believe, have been silenced. In our silence of not fighting, and look, I'll stand on record as saying this, no one could have made this statement unless from a heavenly perspective it was given to somebody. God said, all of the blood of the innocent, Steve, that has been shed is the very lubricant that will be used by the evil one when their machines come to literally destroy my people. I said, Lord, have mercy. And I do. Look, I don't want anybody to perish. If NASA's scanning the desert Southwest, if it's scanning the Central Valley, if it's scanning the area off Los Angeles and stuff, you can pray until you want, until you're blue, but pray for the believers. Pray for the people of God to be led to safety, to stay in safety, to be out of harm's way. You know, Doug, I'm telling you point blank. The only reason I attempt humor, and maybe that's a good word for it, is because I'm not burdened. I want to share something. Jesus said his burden is light and his yoke is easy. Take it upon. But I'm heartbroken. And I'm heartbroken and reality stricken for the apathy, the indifference, and what I see is the high treason abandonment of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by those who claim to know him.
Bingo.
Are you accusing me of treason? I'm saying if you have lost your first love, your issue is either repent and get it right or lose it forever. We have, is there a word called mollycoddled? Is that a word, mollycoddled?
I think I remember hearing a word like that.
There's a word I haven't used, but mollycoddled is a word where you just kind of don't ever deal with reality. I used to call it this isn't Aunt Polly Does the End Times, okay, from the Tom Sawyer movie or whatever. The brevity of the situation, the acceleration of the situation, I believe, and I really do. I mean, I've had multiple words from people that aren't flaky. And I mean, listen, there are a lot of flakes, or people consider I'm a flake. Never have I said I'm a prophet. I'll continue to say that. Not because I wanted to deny it, but because I'm not called to it. But I do have a Joseph's ministry, and I do, by the grace of God, have a watchman's ministry appointed and called by the Lord. Two types of watchmen, those that God appoints and those that the people appoint. I have no issue with either one of them. And guess what, Doug? Right now we're at the point in history where what you said, you know, 4.5 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to turn into total warfare against Christians. If people don't get it, the day my site's down, your site's down, and all what used to be alt news sites down, then, ladies and gentlemen, there's no more time, and we're running out of time. I think I told you, Doug, and if I said it again, I don't mean to be redundant, but I think I'm blocked on Chrome now. I am the most blocked site. They have literally taken my page views down 4 years ago, interesting, from like 1.5, close to 2 billion down to 300 million, you know? That sounds like a lot, but that's like starting with 10 and ending up with 2, you know? Or yeah. Starting with 12 and ending up with 3. The thing is that what is so frightening? What is so frightening, you know? What is so frightening that causes, you know, federal agents, when they see you, to, and by the way, the windows are the eyes of the windows of soul, and they just say, and I can hear it in their voice, we can't wait to kill you. And I, with my voice silent, I rebuke them in Jesus' name. I say this under my voice. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. What makes you think that you won't go before me? Not because I'm going to do anything, but God is giving everybody, and even some of the people that have surveilled us, that have interfered with us on the internet continually, that are behind the scenes trying to cause us every form of calamity possible. Even those people watch this, and I think it's one last shot for them, one last opportunity to hear what the truth is. And by the way, let me say this: those of you who are my Canadian brothers and sisters in Lord Jesus, and God bless you, Lori, your prime deceiver, in my opinion, has already begun the total persecution of Christians, won't take them in as when they seek asylum, is become, and I've had Canadians send me the stories on them, where Trudeau, I call him False Doe, you know, Trudeau, False Doe, has basically, become converted to Islam. He set up Canada as a staging ground for some of the most Islamic, the worst Islamic terrorists in the history of the world. Yet, come in, my brothers.
Oh yeah, his dad took in. His dad did the same thing very quietly. And to what you said earlier, I just want to add to that real quick. You know, Steve, it's. I've never seen the level of hatred. You know, look, I've been an investigator. That's what I do. I mean, that's what I've done. That's all I know how to do. And, you know, if you get, for example, an assignment where you've got to investigate an individual, you don't hate that person. Or if you've got to conduct a surveillance operation for a specific cause, you know, you're given an assignment. You don't hate that person. But today, I've seen this level of hatred. It's, to me, it's inexplicable. And I, folks, I know that you listening and viewing, you have experienced the same thing. What did I ever do to cause them that this person to hate me? Isn't that what you're observing, Steve?
Yeah, I am. And there's a reason for it. Okay. And I think Celeste is going to address it. And this is something that I'm looking for right now, Doug, but basically, she sent me the name of an enzyme that is poisoning the plants, and I don't have time to look away, and I won't. And it'll be in one of her latest reports. And like I said, how she gets her information, that lady is the Sherlock Holmes of the world, the invisible world that the governments hang out in and talk amongst themselves. Obviously, she came out of that world. But she used a word, and I forget what it was. And I don't want to, but here's the deal. She said, Steve, what's interesting, not only is it killing plants, but it's making people angry. Doug, she said that the very viral component that's killing plants all over the United States, actually all over the world, but it's also creating anger in people. Now, I would look at that and go, well, maybe that's a binary component of all the 4G, 3G, 5G, 6G, and OY in the first place, you know?
Right.
I have a great statement for that. Can't say it. It's not because it's profane or anything. It's just, you know, I just won't say it. The bottom line is, so Celeste sent me an email this morning. It's weird. I don't think she knew what was going on with you. No, I know she wasn't. And she said, Steve, what's really weird is they're talking about that in the, if you will, in their hidden literature. Hidden means you and I could never find it. Okay.
Right.
But she had access. So Doug, to answer your question, the same stuff they're probably spraying, injecting, inserting, drinking, whatever, it's making us angry. And when it's coupled with a specific waveform or energy levels of radio frequency from 3G, 4G, 5G, 6G, soon, whatever, you know, that's that agitation factor. Subject to everyone's denial, how many people, and Doug, you've had a lot of guests on your show, how many people really spoke about civil war 20 years ago, or even before you had a show, but you know, you came into this a little late.
Oh yeah, I did.
But I mean, even then, let's say in the last 10 years, in the previous 10 years, if you talked about civil war, you were crazy, you know, or you were set. So
yeah.
All I can say is this, ladies and gentlemen, he who sees crazy in the future is not crazy now. You who have denied everything you see in the future, what will be your response when all of it overwhelms you instead of taking a little at a time, processing it? And Doug, my number two character faults is, and this is true, is I try and give too much information, okay? And that has, and I openly admit it, I apologize, please forgive me. But then I get the one or two or three occasional emails saying, man, I follow you easy. And I go, ah, yay, there's somebody out there, you know. So what I am saying in all that, it's not about me, but it's about what your purpose, Doug Hagman, is, what my purpose, Steve Quayle, is, and our multiple and mutual purposes in bringing the different guests out there. We've given some of the finest I'd say minds in the country and access to and people that do their homework. You know, look, if I've been at something for 50 years, I'm sure further along the line than someone who's been at something for, you know, 5 months. So we, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, the scripture's true. If you don't have love, you don't have anything. Tinkling cymbal? I don't want to be a tinkling cymbal, and I don't want to be a tinkling anything. All I want to do is just be faithful. And let me say this, Doug, I think everybody who's so consumed with internet gossip had better start to examine themselves. Because Paul said, if we judge ourselves, that doesn't mean sentenced to heaven or hell. It just means if we discern ourselves, we'd be judged to no man. And what is interesting, ladies and gentlemen, IVND is in place. Identify, vilify, nullify, destroy. And it's coming to you. It's coming to us. We're just the front. We're just the, what is it called? We're the bow of the ship that hits the ice in the icebreaker first.
Yes, you can't, that's right.
And Doug, you know, again, my always drawback thing. You ask why they hate us without a cause. Jesus said they hated me without a cause. They're going to hate you without a cause. The hatred that they have towards Christian because they first hated him who gave his life for us. And as he is, so we are in the world. Jesus is the most hated man in history by those who perish. The most loved man in all heaven and in all earth by those who acknowledge him, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen. Yeah, it's, I've noticed, you know, the hatred, this consuming hatred, I don't mean to dwell on that, but I think it's important because we see this, it's usually, I mean, there's a hatred in the secular world, but it's not as intense as it is against Christians. You're right. And you know, it extends one step beyond that as well. You know, you mentioned earlier about the drag queen thing and the message in the Super Bowl, this ad in the Super Bowl. You know, Steve, the alternative of that or the other side of that, they declined to air pro-life ads in the Super Bowl. So, you know, on one side, you've got this degradation of our morals and our religious spiritual beliefs, not religious but spiritual beliefs. And on the other side, you've got this prohibition against all that's good.
Yes, yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, Doug. Do they allow pro-life ads on the Super Bowl?
No, the headline, and I was just trying to find it here. The headline I think was the drag queen. Okay, the Super Bowl or the any pro-life message has been prohibited. Okay. So yeah, it's upside down and backwards, brother. And they do that with hatred, with hatred in their spirit.
It's beyond hatred. Okay, it is that when Jesus and the whole promise of Genesis 3:15, when God said he's going to set enmity, that means warfare between the people that follow him, his believers, his children, and the people that yield to Satan follow him. That's the biggest bottom line, plain and simple answer from the book of Genesis I know how to give anybody. Everything Russ deals with, you deal with, Craig Sawyer deals with, everybody that's dealing with is dealing with war. But we lost the war to fight for the unborn, okay? We lost the fight. We did.
Yes.
You know why, Doug? We didn't even realize what was at stake. And the devil gave us this, what's the word I want? The E word, entertainment. Mm-hmm. Entertainment produced brain derangement. Entertainment produced drainment, okay? Entertainment today is nothing more than mind control. Marshall McLuhan. In the most, you know, I mean, I love his statement because it's so true. You know, television programming. But he said, you know, like Orwell, he said, look, telepresence, that's what Orwell called it. But Marshall McLuhan said, the medium is the message. You follow me?
That's it, precisely.
You're no longer allowed to think. We don't want you to reason. We want to turn out a bunch of imbeciles who are absolutely, you know, unable. I mean, you can take, look, the education processes in the United States. Look at every single university that started out pretty much. Now, I know of no exception, so I'll stand corrected. That started out as a Christian university based on the foundation of the Word of God and the biblical worldview versus what exists now. And all I can say is they've all been turned into sewage dumps for, God haters. Okay. Look at modern education. with the exceptions of really exceptionally bright children, our children have been dumbed down. They've been numbed down. And then the video games. And look, I know there's gamers that listen to me, okay? I just pray that you learn to, operate counter weapons that you may come into contact with such eye-hand coordination against the people that want to destroy you if you're a Christian. Also, Doug, last word on coronavirus.
Yes.
It was Bill Gates that first said 65 million. Then it went down to 33 million deaths on the coronavirus. Remember?
Yep.
Those numbers did not come from alt media, ladies and gentlemen. Those numbers came from he who owns the patents to specific biological agents. Oh, like the variant forms of Ebola. And for the record, when Ebola came back on the public scene a couple years ago, I was on your show, I was on Coast to Coast saying, this is not Ebola Zaire. This is not Ebola Marburg. This is not a hemorrhagic fever. This is a laboratory mimicking thing like Ebola, but it had none of this outside of a little bit of blood. It was a derivation, and with that patented derivation of the bioweapon, concurrent with that was a patented vaccine.
I remember you saying that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so again, ladies and gentlemen, I wish I had the book in print. It's out and will never be brought back under my title or authorship, Breathe No Evil.
I've got a copy that I'll sell for $1,500. No, I'm kidding. I'd never sell that. You know what, Steve?
$1,500 out of it, sell it, because I know, people tell me what stuff sells for on eBay. And by the way, I'll say this. My fictional novel that the late Duncan Long and I wrote together, it's going out of print. And when it goes out of print, it's going to be replaced by, I guess you'd almost call it a graphic novel, but not a little kid's version. By the way, most people who buy graphic novels are adults.
You say graphic, you mean image heavy, right?
Yeah, yeah. You'll have a narrative, and then it'll have like panels of illustrations,
Right.
And it'll be comic book-like. And it's the only way I know to get some of the imagery across is in that. And Greg Semkow right now is working on it. So Long Walkers, I think we have less than 20 copies left. And when those are gone, I'm not reprinting it. End of story. It's going to come out in a different form. Wow. So many of my prints are going out of book. Books are out of print. By the way, this one just came into me. I okayed the cover. This is the actual, proof press,
Nice.
Obviously trimmed. But Midnight Strikes is going to be, in my opinion, the most powerful end time map that anybody's ever undertaken. I'm not saying it's better. I'm going to say it's more complete. And again, ladies and gentlemen, Midnight Strikes, this ships the first of next month. Mars Earth Wars, that's shipping today. We've shipped out a couple hundred of them. Not today, but in the last couple of days. But the point is, please pre-order this, because when we have pre-orders, we get the mailing, the mailers all set and everything. And Midnight Strikes, I think you will find out. Daniel Holdings did a supernaturally, and look, I am just telling you, this man's gifted. This was a supernatural presentation. Midnight Strikes, you can get it on my website, on my front page. It will blow you away. And Doug, as I told you, as soon as I get the PDF, you'll get the PDF.
Yeah, I love that. I think that depicts exactly, look outside. Look outside your window. But that's a great depiction. Wow. So lastly, Steve, I want to make sure I ask you this again. That cool gold bar that you held up there. I mean, look, I'll tell you what. For people who really, you can't afford I don't blame you, can't afford an ounce of gold, you can't afford a half or quarter ounce, that's a great idea.
Well, and these things, though, Doug, because they're 1.6 ounces, they're right around $2,800. But instead of buying a bunch of different things, I don't know if you heard the caveat. If you want to have some gold to barter and to protect your purchasing power, I mean, listen, guys like Egon von Geiertz and Jim Sinclair and all those smart guys are saying astronomical levels of gold. Yeah. But people don't understand is 2 weeks ago, I posted on my website from my source on what was happening in the Chinese stock market. Nobody believed it. And now basically they've shut it down. So, again, thank you, Doug. And they can go on my website, stevequayle.com. They can call my son, Tyler, and order these things. And I think it's the perfect answer. because it gives barter, it gives safety, it gives portability, and it gives protection against inflation.
It's absolutely, and I like that idea. And it's still, as to affordability, I think, if you know, instead of buying a tenth of an ounce and a quarter of an ounce in those denominations, yes, that's the way to go. All right, brother.
Thanks, man. Thank you, Eric.
Eric said, thank you. All right. So, all right, folks, that, how great is that? I mean, that was a conversation with Steve Quayle. I mean, it was a conversation that we had. It was a conversation like many of our phone calls. I don't know. Folks, there's a chance that, I will not be, that the program will be guest hosted tomorrow. So I want to mention this to the Patreon members. Because of the Super Bowl, and I know that there are some people out there with families that have parties and such, there's an inconvenience factor. The patron meeting will be moved to a week from this Sunday. I want to make sure everyone knows that. And, look, just keep your eyes on all of the news, the coronavirus, and watch the events surrounding the Super Bowl. Thank you and good night.